Also, you were a consultant to Whoopi Goldberg, Sister Act 2.
Yeah, after I did the leap of faith, and then I got called back again to do some consulting work with Sister Act 2. And it was also another great experience too. I wasn't on screen, but I was a consultant, and I was able to travel and do some consulting work for them, and it was a very much great highlight of my career as well.
What was your relationship with the late Queen Albertina Walker?
Well, actually, I was a fan from a little boy. And little did I know that the Lord would favor me to be in the company and presence many times of the Queen of Gospel, just to get wisdom from her. But I met her as a little boy, and she was playing music at a radio station called WMPP, which was in the burbs where I lived. And when I would hear her on the radio, when I knew she was coming on, I would catch the bus to the town where she would be playing records on radio, and I would go in there just to look at her. And one day, she invited me in to sit down while she played records and was on the air. And I just thought that that was one of the most awesome things that an artist could do, because sometimes artists can be kind of, blow off sometimes. And she was so warm. But then when we got to doing the movie Leap of Faith, she was on the set as well. And this was when I got my opportunity to get to know the Queen personally, to sit in her company as we would talk, and she would reminisce and tell me the stories of what got her here and the pains and the pros and the cons to this. Being a part of gospel music has been overwhelming, and I've just been, so overwhelmed to have come into a company, to been a special friend, and her memory and legacy will live on within me forever, just because God gave me that personal touch with the Queen, Albertina Walker.
You've received several awards, several stellar awards as well. NAACP Image Award 2012, a Dove Award.
Wow, yes. We have been favored through the years to have been nominated for, matter of fact, our first record, The Promise, was nominated for a Grammy. And I was at the Grammys on my first project in 1991. And moving on from that, in 92, we got our first Stellar Award. And proceeding with several more Stellars and another Grammy nomination and Dove Award nominations, Excellence Award nominations and winnings. And this journey has been so a blessing to me. I know that it was hard getting here, but the good outweighs the bad. And I thank God for his word, oftentimes, and always coming alive when he says something is going to happen. So you just sit back and wait for him to do it, because he is definitely going to do it. And I praise God for this journey.
Let's talk about Amazing. What can we expect on Amazing? We've already been blessed with the single Amazing, beautiful song. And you've debuted the album at number one. And I can foresee Amazing becoming a number one single all over the country in a few days or a few weeks.
To God be the glory. Again, I've been here for 2.5 decades, and for God to reward me with this, I feel like I'm in a season of recompense. And of course, recompense means payback. So I feel God is just paying me back for, all the heartache, the hardship. I thought he forgot me. He didn't forget me. To be number one in the country and almost number one on radio is too overwhelming for Dr. Dillard. And I will receive his grace, because what he did at Calvary allotted me the space to be number one and to have a shot at being relevant today and just an overwhelming blessing. So, yes, being number one is overwhelming, and to have received awards throughout my career has just been so favorable of the Lord, and we certainly praise Him for it.
We're in the age of social media. Where can your fans reach out and touch Ricky Dillard?
You can reach me at www.rickydillard.net. That's our website. And then you can reach us on Facebook, Dr. Ricky Dillard. You can meet us on Twitter, Ricky Dillard, Instagram, Ricky Dillard. I do respond. So if you're trying to look for me on those places. And if you'd like to book us, you can book us at 347-538-1668. Again, that's 347-538-1668. And ask for Will Bogle. He's my manager, and he will take good care of you.
It is our guest, Dr. Ricky Dillard. Ricky Dillard, New G, one of the most humble persons that I've ever met in the industry. And it's just a blessing to see how God has blessed you with your new project and how you have been a blessing for others. Ricky, thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, my man, thank you so much. And just let me celebrate you before I hang up from you. I'm just overwhelmed at how the Lord has assigned you to that microphone daily and weekly as we sit back and listen to you and you speak a word in our hearts and lives and play a song that smooths problems and calms our fears, and the word of the Lord just comes at our heart to heal us. And I just say thank you for allowing my music ministry to enter into the lives and homes of so many people. God bless, man.
Thank you. God bless you. You're too kind. It's our guest inside of the Gospel Spotlight, Ricky Dillard.